Case number 12,595, Charlene Wildinger seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare center. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Dove Road, approximately 0.24 miles southeast of Old Furnace Road. The 911 address is 23679 Dove Road, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 12, Parcel 424. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Charlene Wildinger, 23679 Dove Road, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I am looking to do a large capacity daycare center in my home. It's in the back end of my home. I put in an addition a while back for that. It's going to be for 12 children. It's going to be a pre-K setting, so 3 years and up, because the state of Delaware doesn't have that kind of program, and I think it's needed. My driveway is 120 feet away from the road, and my house sits 120 feet away from the road, but my driveway goes back at least 150. So there is plenty of driveway for drop off and pickup without interfering with any public road whatsoever. It's going to be operated from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with no weekends. So there will be no evening in and out. It just will be business daytime business.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Any questions for this lady?
You said that you had put in a second well. Is that correct?
I put in a what?
A well.
I did not put in a second well.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
No, I put on an addition to the back end of my home that is going to be utilized for the daycare. That was done a few years ago. It was done because I have 13 grandchildren, but I'm using that for that. So.
You currently operate a daycare now?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Ma'am, what are the, can you give us the exact hours that you're going to be open?
7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Okay. And I'm looking at it looks like a hand-drawn sketch showing the fence that's going to be there. Is the fence already there, or has it not been put up yet?
The fence is already there. It comes off the side of my house, and then the play area will be in the back of my home, which I am surrounded by woods.
What is the circle inside the fence?
That is a pool.
A pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you talked to, I forget the name of the agency that licensed daycares, will they allow you to have a pool for a daycare?
Mm-hmm.
That is allowed?
Yes, I've had a inspection from the fire marshal. I've also read all the coding for that. As long as mine does. Because I have 13 grandchildren, I'm funny myself. It has to be 4 feet high with a lock on it so that they cannot get to my ladder or the entrance to my pool, and I do have that. I had that in place prior to this for my grandchildren.
Are you going to allow daycare kids to use your pool?
No.
Is it an in-ground or an out-of-ground pool?
It's above ground.
It's above ground.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an additional fence on top of the pool?
There is.
Okay. Do you know how high the pool is above the ground?
The pool is five feet from ground to top.
Okay.
And then when you come out the door, there is a gate with a lock on it prior to getting to the decking that actually goes to the pool.
Okay.
So you cannot get to the pool from the decking, nor can you get to the inside of the pool, because that's where the ladder is, and you can't get to the inside of the pool from the outside either. It's above the 4 foot that they have coded. They said it had to be 4 feet.
So the area that the kids will play in is inside the fence and around the pool.
It is inside the fence.
Yeah. So then from the pool to the house, it looks like you have maybe like a porch there. Is that what that is?
That's the daycare.
Right, so, okay, I'm looking at the round shape is the pool. You have two little lines going from the pool to the daycare. Is that the decking that gets to the, what is that? I'm not sure.
I know.
I'm looking, do you know which drawing I'm referring to?
I don't. I know that the back of my house, when you come out, like I have two exits on that daycare end. I have two exits. One just goes out to the driveway. The other one goes out to a deck, which goes out to the fence yard.
Okay.
Beside, the deck runs like this, which is locked. Then there is decking that goes off and then the pool. So it goes off to the side, and these are the gates that are locked here. So there's no entrance to the pool from the deck while locked.
Okay. I'm having trouble visualizing what that looks like.
I know. It comes out like a deck, but then it was put in where there's like a boardwalk okay, there was a gate and a lock to where I have a lock. And then I built like a boardwalk to extend it out until you got to the pool.
Okay.
I did that for the safety measures of my grandchildren is what I did.
Okay, so that's what I think I'm looking at when I see the lines between the pool and the house is your little boardwalk.
It's my boardwalk.
Okay. Yeah.
I had it so that it stepped up and then it was locked so that I didn't have to have that concern with my grandchildren. Yes.
Okay. Have you spoken to your neighbors?
Yeah, I haven't spoke to them. I did knock on two doors, but I didn't get an answer. But I'm surrounded by woods, and I really don't have close neighbors, per se. They're not real close.
In your opinion, do you think the use of this daycare will affect any of your neighbors adversely?
Not at all. Like I said, I have 13 grandchildren. I keep them every other weekend, and I've never had a complaint, not one.
That house that's there in 425, how far do you think the area where the kids will play is away from that house? Just a guesstimate.
Hundred feet, 120 feet. Right. I mean, there's a solid woods in between it. Like, there's a lot of woods, and then there's a big garage, and then their house. And that's the only one that's anywhere near me.
Will this be a licensed daycare center?
Yes, it's going to be a structured pre-K learning for 3 and up, before and after school. I have a certified teacher that's already on board. My daughter-in-law, she's certified. She's going to be helping with the program so that the children can learn. Yes.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application?
There is. Her name is Brittany Truitt.
Would you like to speak or just want to be in favor? Just be in favor. We have one in favor of the application. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of the application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12595 for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because proposed use will not substantially affect it or adversely the use of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Anything with the ears in this?
Nope. Unless the board so decided to put it on there.
Voting aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And aye too for those reasons. So will they vote a 5-0, case number 12595 has been approved.
Thank you.